and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. Our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous. Three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous. Three's company too.
Hey, Joe.
Hi,
Jim.
Hi, ladies. I'll be with you in a minute or two.
Okay. Hey, Larry. Mind if we join you?
Not at all. Just don't block my view at the door.
Why? Are you expecting someone?
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting for my date for tonight.
Oh, yeah? What's she like?
Well, she's got beautiful, long, red hair, big, green eyes, and full, luscious lips, and a body that just won't quit.
Ooh, yeah. What's her name?
I don't know, but if anyone comes in that looks like that, I'm going to find out.
Hey!
What's with the signs here?
Oh, we've been putting these up everywhere. We're having a garage sale.
Oh, sorry. Can't help you. I already bought a garage. You get it? I bought a garage.
I'd say it was the heat, but his jokes sound just as bad in the winter.
Okay. No more jokes. Tell me about your garage sale.
It's not our garage sale.
Then whose is it?
Ours. It's our sale. It's not our garage.
Oh.
Larry, you know we don't have a car. Why would we have a garage?
Give up, Janet. You try.
It's the Roper's garage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. When they moved, they left a lot of stuff in there, and they said we could do anything we wanted with it.
Yeah, so we're going to sell it all to raise money for the rent.
Right. But it's not going to be easy. I mean, only an idiot would buy the junk they left behind.
Hey, why don't we invite the Ropers to the sale? They bought it once. Maybe they'll buy it again.
Okay, I'm going to have another beer. Could I buy you girls a drink?
Larry,
yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
Could you lend me a couple of bucks? I'll pay back. Get you.
Oh, well, let's see. You got any 12-year-old scotch back there? Anything younger than that, a real scotch drinker, and throw it back.
How's this?
Well, let's see.
What are you doing?
Listening for the bagpipes.
You want that on the rocks?
No, put it in a tall glass with a little root beer.
Root beer?
Yeah. And throw a cherry in there, too, will you?
Cherry, yeah.
Got any whipped cream? Oh, never mind, I'll take it straight.
Okay. Two Cokes for the ladies, Jim, and I'll have another beer.
Yeah, you'll probably be seeing a lot of me around here from now on. Name's Ralph Furley, bachelor at large. I'll be running things over the old Roper's building.
Oh, then you're the new owner.
Well, not exactly. My brother Bart bought the building, but I'm going to be the new manager. Landlord in residence, so to speak. I'll be in total charge, and I run a tight ship, let me tell you.
There you go, Larry. That's such a coincidence. I'm one of your tenants, 304.
Well, here's looking at you, 304. Why don't you put a little more root beer in it?
Hey, why don't you come over to my table? I'm sitting with those two girls over there. They live in the building, too. Right above you, as a matter of fact.
Well, I guess it couldn't hurt anything. I think tenants and landlords should be friends.
Sure. Why don't you introduce yourself? One of my prescriptions has just been filled.
Hi. My name's Ralph Farley. You girls are going to have to get to know me sooner or later, so what's wrong with... What's wrong right now? Okay. Guess what I am?
I don't have to guess. I know what you are.
Whatever he is, he's a funny-looking one.
We're going to be seeing a lot of each other.
Oh, I think we've seen enough already.
I take my duties very seriously, girls. So you can consider all your little worries over.
Just think how safe you're going to feel when you go to bed at night, knowing I'll be sleeping right underneath you.
What?
You'll feel my good vibrations all through the night.
Real?
And if you got any complaints, just give them to me.
Well, we've got one big one right now.
Yeah, and I wish it would leave.
I'll tell you this, ladies. There's nothing you can show me that I can't handle.
Did you hear what I just heard?
Yeah. See if you could handle this.
Turkey?
Hi, guys. What are you doing back so soon?
What is that?
This? Hey, meet Luau Lulu, the light of my life.
Where did you get this thing?
In the garage.
That figures. It's just like Roper to have a lamp as cheesy as this.
I know. You're right. It's sexist, lewd, cheap, and it's going to look great on my nightstand.
I thought you were supposed to be downstairs selling this junk.
Yeah, how are we supposed to raise money for the rent if you're up here fooling around?
Yeah.
Fooling around, huh? You want to check this out?
Where did you get that money?
Well, this junk dealer came by and hauled half of the furniture away.
Why didn't he take all of it?
Chrissy, even junk men have their pride. This is the money for our rent this month. Chrissy, you jump better than anybody I know.
We meet again.
It's him. It's who?
Some creeper was pestering us at the Regal Beagle.
Get out of the way, Chrissy. I'll take care of this clown.
Listen, if you girls are embarrassed about that little misunderstanding at the Regal Beagle, I'm willing to forget all about it.
Look, fella, don't make me get rough. Just take a hike, huh?
Are you the ones having the garage sale?
Yeah, but we don't take money from jerks, okay?
That lamp, is that for sale?
Huh?
This? You would actually consider buying this lamp? He's a bigger weirdo than I thought.
Oh, you don't know how rare these are. I gotta have this little baby. It'll give me a matching set.
Can you have another lamp like this one?
Yeah, Luau Lulu. It's in the garage with the rest of my furniture.
Furniture?
Yeah, I had them put it in the garage till they finished my apartment downstairs.
Your apartment?
Do you have a hearing problem? Does he have a hearing problem?
What?
Yes, my apartment! I'm Ralph Farley. I'm gonna be the new building manager.
The new what?
The new who?
The new which?
They all have a hairy butt.
Here you are, Mr. Furley.
You sold all my most priceless treasures. How could you?
Believe me, it wasn't easy.
Honest, Mr. Furley, we've been living here for 3 years and nothing like this has ever happened before.
That's right.
And every time it did, Mr. Roper always got over it.
You're giving him a little more of an explanation than he needs.
You mean the three of you live here together?
Yes. Well, didn't Mr. Roper tell you?
Oh, yes. You must be Wood, Snow, and Tripper.
Yeah, Roper told him.
I'll get that. Excuse me, Mr. Furley.
Hi.
Hello. Hello, Lana. What do you want?
Oh, I'm just being neighborly. I thought I'd stop in and try and borrow some sugar.
Oh, sure. Help yourself.
Thank you. Come on, sugar.
No, wait, Lana. I can't go. I have to get to the bank before it closes.
Oh. Well, just think of me as your own personal walk-up window.
What, Lana? I want that money.
So, make a withdrawal.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you think I won't just because you got it?
What are you laughing at?
It's a treasure chest.
You want a treasure chest? Huh?
Yeah.
Come on, Lana. Lana, that's the oldest trick in the world, and it still works.
Jack, you're no fun.
You may not know it, but I have a Porsche.
Why don't you go get under it? No.
That's Mr. Furley. He's the new landlord.
Oh, excuse me. Get under it, please. Jack, if you'd like to drop off some sugar, I'll be waiting in my apartment with empty cups.
Those eyes, that hair. Who is that magnificent creature?
You mean Lana.
Lana? Ralph want Lana.
I thought you wanted your furniture.
I want that too. Get it back.
Well, Mr. Furley, I can't. See, I don't know who bought it.
You mean you didn't even get his name?
No. Well, there was something written on the side of his truck.
Oh, great. What was it?
Junk.
In that case, I'll take this.
Mr. Furley, that's our money for the rent.
You don't have to pay the rent.
We don't?
No, because I'm evicting you. Tomorrow's the first of the month, and out you go.
You're
Wait a minute, Mr. Furley. You can't throw three helpless children out into the street. You won't be able to sleep at night.
I can't sleep at night anyway. You sold my bed.
Wait a minute. It's no use, girls. We might as well start packing. And, you know, I guess we'll just have to cancel that meet the new manager dinner party we had planned. I know, girls, I'm just as disappointed as you are. But I want you two to be the ones to tell Lana. I mean, passionate women like her just get hysterical, you know.
Lana was invited to the dinner party?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what? Something just occurred to me. Excuse me? I was just thinking, instead of a loud, crowded party, what do you say to a intimate, quiet dinner for two? Just you and Lana.
Me and Lana?
Yeah, you know, soft music, fine wine, candlelit conversation, chouette à la mode.
Chouette à la mode?
Oh, yeah, it's a French-Romanian gourmet dish. One bite will drive Lana wild.
All right, wonderful. You fix it for us tonight.
You got... Oh, no, I just remembered. See, I'll be busy packing. After all, we were evicted.
It's not official yet.
It's not?
Look, Tripper.
Yeah?
You take care of the dinner. I'll take care of Lana. And if all goes well, nobody moves out.
Mr. Furley, you leave everything to me. Dinner and Lana will be served at 8.
Until then, bon appetit.
You're nuts. You're nuts. This is never gonna work. You saw the way that Lana treated him. You're never gonna get her to have dinner with him.
I will if she thinks I'm the main course.
It's 1 minute past 8.
Don't worry, she'll be here any second.
Think I have time for another breath mint?
Hey, how we doing?
Oh, Jack, are you sure you want us to do this? You know how we are in the kitchen.
Yeah, but you don't have to cook, you just have to serve. Well, now, when the roast is ready, just put it on the platter and bring it out, okay?
Okay, here's
I'll get it.
No, Jack,
just
wait,
relax, Jack.
No.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, Jackie boy.
Lana, come in. May I take your wrap?
Well, that's a start. What's he doing here?
Well, he, see, Lana, why don't we go into my bedroom?
Oh, at last!
I'll be right, I'll be right. Lana, let's talk about Furley first.
Oh, whatever turns you on, Jackie boy.
No. You see, I invited you to have dinner with me up here because if I said you'd be having dinner with Furley, you never would have come up at all.
You're right. Goodbye.
No, wait, Lana, please, you gotta do it, please. I mean, I promise the guy. If you don't, he'll evict us.
Where will you go?
Oh. Someplace far, far away. Too far even to write. Our relationship will never get a chance to fully develop.
And all I have to do is have dinner with him?
Right, and be nice.
No.
Lana, for me...
Well, on one condition.
Say what?
I don't want to spend one moment alone with him. Now, you stay in the room with us the whole time. Agreed?
Well, that would be sort of hard, Lana. See?
Then no deal.
Wait. Look, I'll stay, okay? Well, here we are. So, why don't we all sit down?
We? I thought Lana and I were going to have dinner alone.
Well, you are, see, but in Romania, the chef always sits at the table with his food to make sure it's eaten properly.
Is that sort of like a dictatorship? You know, I've been waiting all my life for a night like this.
Oh, so have I.
What do you say for a little wine here, Mr. Furley? How about that?
Give Lana some wine.
Oh, I sure will. Lana, here you go. Here's some vino.
Oh, Lana, my dear, ever since I first laid eyes on you, I knew we were destined to be. Your eyes, your hair.
So funny, huh? Well, nothing. I mean, you know, in Romania, people laugh at the dinner table all the time because they're so happy they're not out in the fields pulling a plow.
Well, Lana, I hope after tonight we'll be more than just friends.
Well, I must confess, I do tend to attach myself to people I like.
Lady! Nothing, that's Romanian for have some more wine.
A toast to Lana, who, like old wine, gets better with age.
I will drink to Lana's beauty as well. To your beauty.
Chrissy, you better hurry up.
I'm going as fast as I can.
Oh, you better go faster than that.
Just grab the cake and follow me, okay? At last, the moment has come. Dinner is served.
That's a cake.
What, that? That's a cake, of course. That's a cake, but you see, in Romania, See, it's a tradition to skip the main course and start backwards. That way you always have room for dessert.
There's something very wrong here.
Oh, well, you're right. I mean, how stupid of me. I almost forgot. You see, no one in Romania ever eats before the entertainment. And that's why Chrissy and Janet will now perform for you the famous Romanian Yum Yum song.
Yum Yum song?
The Yum Yum song. Go ahead, girls. Go ahead.
Go ahead, girls. Janet will go first.
You know, it's the famous song my famous Romanian grandmother taught me. In Romania, we love to dance. It's the country of romance. Grab your partner and take a spin, then sit right down and have your din. And then, of course, the wonderful Romanian chorus. Yum, 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 yum. Hey, yum, 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 yum.
Hey,
yum, 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 yum. Everybody dance.
Yum, 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 yum.
So much fun. Well, we'll have to do this again sometime, right after Lana and I come back from our Romanian cruise.
After who comes back from where?
Oh, we're all going to be such good neighbors.
We are? You mean we can stay?
Oh. Stay? Where were you going?
Nowhere. Oh, thanks for helping, Lana, and I hope you and Mr. Furley have a wonderful time on your Romanian cruise.
Romania?
Oh, yeah, I hear it's wonderful this time of year. You'll love it, Lana.
Romania, my Aunt Fanny. Let me tell you something, Buster. I'd sooner go down with a ship than to take a cruise with you to anywhere.
Lana, be nice.
What makes you think that I would even be seen in public with a worm like him?
Lana, you want some cake?
Even a worm wouldn't be seen in public with a worm like him. So just stay away from me, Mr. Manager.
Yeah. That Lana's such a kidder. She really likes you, I can tell.
Mr. Furley, are you all right? Say something.
She loves me.
Oh, hi, Mr. Furley.
Please don't shout.
Oh, we're sorry.
Yes, Mr. Furley, about last night.
I can't remember a thing about last night. But I do remember that this is the first, and I want the rent.
The rent?
The rent?
Well, we thought that you'd be up here to settle the bill for last night's dinner.
Yes.
Let's see, there was the food and the wine, and the singing and dancing, and the gratuities. Thank you very, very much. And last but not least, the champagne bath.
Champagne bath?
Yes, that comes to a grand total of, look at this, $300. What a coincidence. That's exactly how much we owe you for the rent.
Champagne bath?
Tell you what, we'll just call it even. Here's your receipt right here. Thank you very, very kindly.
I don't remember any champagne bath.
You don't? My goodness, that was just the hit of the evening.
You mean Lana saw me in the bathtub?
But you don't have to be embarrassed. The little bubbles hit everything.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.